Thousands are marking the 57th anniversary of the March on Washington today with growing calls for police reform. In Maryland, those calls often point to the Law Enforcement Officers Bill of Rights, or the LEOBR, as a barrier to police accountability. Representatives of law enforcement groups defended the LEOBR during a meeting with state lawmakers yesterday and pushed back on other suggestions for reform. WIPR's Rachel Bay has more.
The LEOBR is a state law that standardizes internal police discipline procedures across the state. During Thursday's meeting of the House of Delegates work group to address police reform and accountability, law enforcement leaders and their representatives said the law gives police crucial due process protections from unfair investigations. Karen Kruger is a lawyer for the Maryland Chiefs of Police Association.
The LEOBR creates a balance between protecting wrongfully accused officers and empowering management to punish those who are justly deserving.
She said the law gives sheriffs and police chiefs powers to investigate misconduct, including the ability to compel police officers to answer questions and undergo drug or polygraph tests. Lawmakers pushed law enforcement to say what changes they could support to the LEOBR, opportunities for civilian oversight, and policies governing the use of force. Mike Davey, an attorney who represents police unions across Maryland, said he would be fine with civilians participating in internal investigations as long as the civilians know how policing really works.
I don't think there would be a big issue with civilians as long as they worked in conjunction with a law enforcement officer, had the prerequisite training or experience, whether it be a retired police officer, something of that nature.
Charles County Sheriff Troy Berry, the vice president of the Maryland Sheriff's Association, said investigations into police already have civilian oversight built into the process.
If there are issues in regards to our use of force practices, those information is passed along to our state's attorney's office, and they can take said evidence and present it to a grand jury, which is made of us citizens in our community.
Above all, the meeting showed how far apart law enforcement and lawmakers are when it comes to how much change is necessary. Riverdale Park Police Chief David Morris, representing the Maryland Chiefs of Police Association, said the killing by police of George Floyd and the recent shooting of Jacob Blake in Wisconsin are not representative of police conduct in Maryland.
The men and women of Maryland law enforcement deserve our collective support and respect. What they do not deserve is the vile venom that has been spewed at them for months for something for which they were not responsible.
Morris said sometimes force is necessary in the line of duty. But Delegate Vanessa Atterbury, who leads the police reform work group, said for her, the need for police reform is personal.
I also am obviously a Black woman raising three Black children, and one of whom, you know, I'm very concerned about. He's only eight. He looks like he should be in middle school, and he could be threatening, you know, just to a smaller, skinny white officer who thinks he's older than he is.
Delegate Wanika Fisher of Prince George's County said law enforcement seemed to be missing the point.
This Marylander is not willing to sacrifice any more Black lives for the status quo. I heard several of you say you make mistakes and that mistakes are made, but you're making mistakes with my brothers and sisters. That equals death.
Fisher and other lawmakers emphasized that regardless of whether law enforcement agrees, change is coming. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR,